think that the white man realized when the sit-in movement first started that it was a dangerous thing. And in my opinion, the way he has captured it and controls it right to this day, he put the same leaders that formerly had kept the Negro walking along a patient, passive road were jockeyed into a position where now they are the advisors to these students. Being accepted by the students as advisors, the student sit-in movement, in my opinion, has lost its militancy to the degree that it has accepted advice of these preachers and politicians who usually are for their own personal benefit rather than for the masses of black people on the whole.